comedian Wyatt Cenac is back on TV with a new late-night show called Problem Areas. The second episode airs tonight on HBO at 11:30.
You know, I'd like to talk about something, and it's actually something we're going to spend all 10 episodes on. I want to talk about policing in America. Wait, don't go. Look, I know what you're thinking. Black guy talking policing? No, thank you. I'll watch Zootopia, which, coincidentally, also about policing.
In the show, Cenac both hosts and reports on issues from around the country, and those pieces are longer and far more serious than the field reports that he filed as a correspondent on The Daily Show.
This is my propeller beanie.
But why? What?
I'm in Florida, John. This is the least threatening item of clothing I own.
And one of the executive producers on Cenac's new show is another Daily Show alumnus, and that is John Oliver. Unlike Oliver's HBO show, Cenac does not have a studio audience. He doesn't sit behind a desk either. It's more of a throwback to 1970s-style public affairs shows. His home base is a wood-paneled sort of den where his only colleagues are Siri and Alexa.
I mean, Siri's been listening to me all night, and she hasn't said
Hey, Alexa's been pretty quiet.
Way to throw me under the bus.
I reached Cenac last night in his Brooklyn offices to discuss Problem Areas, and it wasn't just any other night for Cenac. First, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And at 6:30, you're in your office on the night of your birthday. Doesn't sound like too much fun.
I would disagree. I get to make a show that is a weird thing that started out in my brain, that it's maybe the best birthday gift I could ask for.
Well, what was the weird thing? What was that spark of an idea when you first started thinking about what this show could be?
I was inspired by old public affairs type of shows. They usually would come on like a Saturday or Sunday at noon before a football game or something like that. So thinking about those shows, I think what was interesting about those shows to me was they would talk about a societal issue or talk about something in society that people are talking about nationally, but look at the localized approach to dealing with it or to addressing it. The problems that exist in one city don't necessarily exist the same way in another city. You know, with something like policing, for instance, you know, the city of New York has spent almost $1 billion on a training facility. That's not a model that translates to a smaller city that only has a police force of 20 people.
I want to talk a little bit more about training because that's a focus on the first episode of your series. We're going to play a clip from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He teaches something called killology. Let's hear a little clip from what killology is on your show.
Now, killology is a made-up term for a made-up scientific discipline made up by a guy who's never actually killed anybody. You know, because the best experts are the ones with no experience.
If you properly prepare yourself, killing is just not that big a deal. LAPD brought me out to do their in-service day for the detectives. A crusty old LAPD detective came up. She said, Colonel, you're the first one in 20 years to tell me it's okay to not feel bad about killing those guys.
There's lots to talk about here. What was your impetus in illustrating what killology is and what this guy is advocating?
You know, it's very easy in a national conversation to say, after a tragedy, these officers need more training, they need more training, they need better training. And the reality is there are so many types of training that exist for police officers, and we're maybe not having the conversation about the types of training that these officers are getting and what the effects of that type of training is as a society and by a city-to-city accounting. We don't have those stats. You could probably find more about the types of training that athletes go through in the off season on your favorite sports team with a simple Google search than you could for what your officer's going through, or even being able to say before your officers go through something to say, oh, okay, maybe don't send the officers to the guy who has an organization that he's calling the Killology Research Group.
We're talking with Wyatt Cenac about his new series, Problem Areas. The other thing you talk about is this idea on a local level of character-based hiring, that if you are looking for people who are going to interact with the community as law enforcement officers, maybe you want people who have a disposition to treat those people in a certain way, as opposed to this warrior versus enemy mentality. And I'm wondering, as you're kind of working on the series, if you start encountering solutions that maybe didn't even occur to you that might be emulated by other people.
For sure. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know everything about policing and policing in this country. There are over 17,000 different police agencies in the United States, and they all go about things a different way. There's obviously overlap between a lot of them. A lot of different police officers will say you see people on their worst days in the job of a police officer. And I think for anyone who comes into contact with a police officer, you hope that they treat you with the dignity and respect of someone who is experiencing their worst possible day and the empathy that would follow with that.
You are both the host and a reporter, and also in this show, you also share some personal stories that are very meaningful and important, I think, for everybody here. In the second episode, you talk about something that happened to you when you were a younger man at a mall.
When I was 19 years old, I got arrested for inciting a riot because I told a mall cop, "F off," because my car had been broken into and he wouldn't file a report about it. And then he arrested me for inciting a riot, which didn't seem cool. And I got banned from the mall that I worked at.
Wow.
Yeah. To me, I guess sharing that was, this is my investment in this. This is why this story is interesting to me, because, yeah, I've had friends who've been arrested. I've had family members who've been arrested. These are stories that touch a lot of people. And so on some level, perhaps understanding it is also recognizing how close it is to everybody.
A lot of people certainly know what happened to Philando Castile, and they've seen video, they've thought about it, they've read about it. What is it like when you actually go to Minnesota where Philando Castile was killed?
I feel like the training scared them into being scared.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you look at like Philando. Yanez was scared when he got to the window. He was shaken.
Yeah.
What was going on in your mind? And who shaped that mind to think like that?
For me, what was interesting and compelling about going there is to see a story that had gotten so much attention nationally, and to see that video footage of his girlfriend and her daughter. It really affected a lot of people, myself included.
Mom, please help me because of the screen, because I don't want you to get shot.
Okay.
I wish this town was safer. I don't want it to be like this anymore.
When you see something like that, in that moment, we're all in shock. And what I found compelling was, how does an entire city move forward? Not just the citizens, but the legislators and law enforcement themselves. What does moving forward look like when the agency that has been entrusted with the safety and the security of its own citizens has taken the life of one of those citizens?
The second episode of Problem Areas is running tonight. What's your pitch to people to tune in and check it out?
The pitch would be, it will hopefully be more amusing than our conversation. Like I said, I was off the clock. So, no, I think my hope is that if anyone is interested in learning more about policing and just looking at ways that communities and law enforcement are trying to address an issue that seems to be confounding and intractable, that to me would be my pitch for watching the show. And it's got good theme music, if you're a fan of theme music.
Wyatt Cenac, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.